Hey everyone, and welcome back to Positive Affirmations for Confidence, Self-Worth Reset. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let me tell you, feeling confident can be like trying to catch lightning in a bottle sometimes. It seems elusive, fleeting, and honestly, maybe even a little magical. But here's the thing, confidence isn't some mystical power bestowed upon a select few, it's something we all have the potential to cultivate within ourselves. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Building self-confidence from within, brick by confident brick. Now, I know what you're thinking. Riley, easier said than done, right? Trust me, I get it. Ever felt like you were second-guessing yourself, playing small, or letting those inner voices of doubt steal your thunder? You know that feeling when you walk into a room and suddenly feel invisible, like everyone else has this amazing aura of confidence while you're just, there. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the game changer. Self-confidence isn't about being perfect or pretending to have it all figured out. It's about believing in yourself, even when things get tough, and knowing that your worth isn't tied to external validation. So, how do we start building this inner fortress of confidence? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that are going to rock your world. 1. Ditch the self-criticism. First things first, let's get rid of that mean voice in your head. Seriously, who needs that negativity raining on their parade? Replace those harsh self-criticisms with kind and encouraging words. Treat yourself like you would treat your best friend. Would you call them names when they stumble? Absolutely not. So why do we allow ourselves to be treated this way? Start celebrating your wins, no matter how small, and acknowledge that setbacks are just opportunities to learn and grow. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's what makes us human. 2. Embrace your uniqueness. The world needs your unique talents and perspectives. Stop comparing yourself to others and start appreciating what makes you special. What are you passionate about? What are your strengths? Focus on developing those things and let your authentic self shine through. Think of it like a beautiful mosaic. Each piece, no matter how small, contributes to the bigger picture. 3. Set realistic goals. Want to climb Mount Everest? Awesome, but start with conquering that little hill in your backyard first. Setting small, achievable goals allows you to build momentum and celebrate successes along the way. Each milestone achieved will fuel your confidence and remind you of your capabilities. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is self-confidence. 4. Step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we push our boundaries. Challenge yourself to try new things, even if they scare you a little. You might be surprised at what you're capable of. Think of it like this. Every time you face a fear and come out stronger on the other side, you're building a shield of confidence that deflects doubt and negativity. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. Your environment shapes your mindset. Spend time with people who uplift and inspire you. Avoid those who drain your energy. Read inspiring books. Listen to motivational podcasts. Immerse yourself in positivity. Remember, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with, so choose wisely. Now, let me share a real-life example that might resonate with you. Imagine this. You're invited to a networking event where you know only one person. Your palms start sweating, your heart races, and you feel that familiar urge to say no. But what if I told you that stepping outside of that comfort zone could lead to amazing connections and opportunities? What if, instead of hiding in the corner, you approached someone new, introduced yourself, and sparked a conversation about something you're both passionate about? You might be surprised at how easy it is to connect with others when you focus on building genuine relationships. Remember that networking event I mentioned? Last week, I was invited to speak at a conference because of a connection I made at just such an event. It was all thanks to taking that leap of faith and putting myself out there. So, remember these key takeaways. Ditch the self-criticism, embrace your uniqueness, set realistic goals, step outside your comfort zone, and surround yourself with positivity. These aren't just words. They are actionable steps you can take today to start building a foundation of unwavering confidence from within. You are capable of amazing things. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little boost of confidence, and let me know your thoughts on social media using hashtag Positive Affirmations Podcast. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.